And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So for the next 15 minutes, we'll go over some ways, some strategies to help you improve your investments and enhance your current or future retirement income. Well, here we are, kicking off a new year, 2022, already in play. Christmas and the holiday season in the rearview mirror as you pull away, heading down Highway 2022. Now, January and February, busy months for many, for most investors. Those 65 and under, it's RSP season. Well, it's really RSP season all year long, but a bit more attention or focus as you have those extra 60 days, 2 months, to up your RSP contributions to help you lower your taxable income for 2021. This time of the year, investors compare their past year and the past several years. Good results, 8% plus for the past 3 years. Keep it going, you're doing well. Poor returns the past few years, hoping things will change on their own. Well, hope is not an investment plan. Now, for many of us back in the day, prior to COVID, we all get busy this time of the year going back to the gym. Got to get back in shape. Got to get in shape. Wanting to look better. After all the Christmas treats and stuffing, get back to the gym in hopes that in a few weeks, we could look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Because the books and the videos made it look so easy. But only to realize in a few weeks, you look more like Arnold from Happy Days, the rotund but very happy restaurant owner. You realized fitness, getting in shape, took more than 5 weeks. It takes a whole year. It takes year-round, followed by the next year and the one after that. And some days working out was fun, other days it was hard. Some days you hit it, other days, well, at least you showed up. But if you were consistent and a bit disciplined, and the more you put in, walking, stretching, lifting weights, the smarter the training, the workouts were less frustrating. They were kind of fun, and you saw results. Sometimes quicker than you expected, and some took longer. But over the course of several months, and by the end of the year, clothes fit better, the breathing was better, everything was better. And you didn't have to compare yourself with others. You simply compared yourself to where you began, weeks, months, a year ago, your own goals, and imagined where you still might have been had you not begun working out at your pace. But now you're much improved, much enhanced. Well, investments are very much the same. The more you put in, the longer you can stay disciplined with smart investing, not just showing up at the treadmill and talking or thinking about it, but actually getting on the treadmill and doing it one step at a time, again and again. No fear, no greed. But sometimes going alone, well, sometimes you have the urge to quit. But with your investments, you can have a financial fitness trainer. That's pretty cool. Someone full-time who's there to assist you. Daytimes, evenings, weekends, can provide you financial fitness tips, who shares the same goals as you do to help you get as financially fit as you want, a before and after picture. And there's no fee. The gym pays the trainer, you don't. But the better results, the better for everyone. You don't have to win a competition or first place or a gold medal, you can if you want, but simply doing or feeling better than before, enhanced, improved, financially. You see it, you feel it, you know it, and you keep it that way for a decade or two or three. The one most common statement I get from clients who've joined or have come on board over the past decade, I wish I had done this sooner. That, along with the fact that maybe this trainer is easily accessible, phone, email, same day reply, if not sooner. You know, I can't imagine having to call my gym or my mechanic or my dentist or anybody and be placed on hold for 30 minutes or more. And finally, after maybe getting through a phone call obstacle course, speak with someone different every time I wish to discuss my investments. It wouldn't give me the sense that my investments, my returns, were a high priority. As an investor, they would be to me. I do several transfers from an assortment of banks throughout the year, and often on hold anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour, sometimes never getting through, with all the promise that, well, your call is important and someone will call you back. Very seldom they do. If I was a client, if my returns were lower than average, if you can't take my call in a reasonable time frame, if you can't make it easy for me, I don't think I'm going to let you handle my account for me. But I will buy your stock. So with that, it's always investing season. But let's focus on the first things that we do early in January to kickstart the new year. the tax-free investment account. You can call it a tax-free savings if you want. However, don't make it a savings account. Your savings, that's quick money you need for household renovations, items, new winter tires, a trip someday. That's shorter term savings or checking. Get the best high interest rate, low fee savings or checking account from your bank, and that's it. Well, the bank will ask you to set up a tax-free savings, something they'd like to sell you. Perhaps GICs or bonds, which sounds safe, because they sort of play on the fear side sometimes. And GIC sounds safe, guaranteed. That is correct. The returns are locked in and are less than the rate of inflation. By the time the term is up, most likely, the money is worth far less. Your buying power is less than where you started. Imagine for a moment, $50,000 GIC pays you 1% a year, $500. Inflation runs at 3%, $1,500 a year. You'll lose $1,000 a year in actual returns. Well, that's sort of what you're agreeing to with the finance company, who says, let's hold your $50,000 for a few years. We'll give you $500 a year guaranteed. 3 years later, it could be a $1,500 gain. You're going to get that. But everything over that, we're going to keep. If growth turned out to be an average of 5% per year for the next 3 years, $2,500 a year average, $7,500 in total, you get $1,500 and we'll keep $6,000. That's what you signed up for. That's what you agreed to. Fear played into your workout. Now, the past 3 years, solid growth funds, consisting of some bank stocks, have averaged, again, the Fidelity American Fund, 15.7% per year. True North, the Fidelity Canadian Bank Stock Fund, has averaged 12% per year. That's not overall, that's 12% per year, 36% overall. Canadian Midcap, 18% per year, and International Fidelity International, 13% annual average. Now, the next 3 years do not expect those same lofty numbers. However, most highly probable, far exceeding your 1% to 2% GICs, which don't even cover the cost of inflation, which is heating up. Well, what about bonds and bond funds? Are they not safe? Well, bonds perform well when interest rates are either high, stable, or starting to decline, like earlier this past decade. Rates are now low, near negative, and nowhere to go but up, thus reversing bond yields. GICs and bonds, great in the 80s and 90s, even half respectable 8 to 10 years ago. But check your calendar. Check your roadmap. We are currently on Highway 2022. Bonds and GICs don't do so well with today's low to rising rates. No or minimal returns equals no or minimal tax. Growth. Whether the returns are 5% average for the next few years or if we're still on the 8% plus bracket, all the gains, all the income received is tax-free. You get to raise your wages, raise your income, extend the life of your money, stay ahead of inflation, and don't pay any taxes. We'll be back to talk more of tax-free income and growth right after this.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination Show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So let's go through some tax-free tips or ideas. So tax-free should be growth. And depending on your age and timeline, stocks. It could all be American or international stocks in your Canadian tax-free. It could be ETFs, mutual funds, private equity funds. But for most, you'll take solid growth seg funds. It could be Fidelity, it could be CI, a lot of good companies to choose from. And then depending on your age, maybe over 75, keep adding a nice complement of some balanced funds to that because you're getting close to 80. Now, dividend stock funds, due to their tax efficiency, probably not in your tax-free. If you have enough funds to match your tax-free with other investments, dividend funds because they're tax efficiency. Same thing with real estate funds, REITs, private REITs. Again, due to their tax efficiency, are better held outside of a tax-free if you can. Income, growth funds, stocks with high growth potential, balanced funds with a mix of income and equity should be in your tax-free. The more growth, the more possibility of more gains, results in more taxes. That all, of course, would be tax-free. Interest-bearing funds, like private income funds, such as perhaps Lynx or OKR or Invico, for example, that pay out taxable distributions of 8% per year. If they're suitable for you, they're very suitable for tax-free. Now, GICs and bonds are interest-bearing, and at one time would be in your tax-free when they offered decent returns a decade or more ago, but not now. How much tax-free room do I have? Well, in 2022, the limit is $81,500, as a couple $163,000. And often this amount would come from a house or property sale in a big lump sum, perhaps if you're older. A gradual buildup of contributions if younger, most times. In the case of one spouse passes away, the surviving spouse inherits the other's tax-free money and tax-free limit. So the household gets to keep a total of, at this point, $163,000 limit. You can leave your tax-free to your children, provided they have the room. Again, the spouse automatically gets the room. Can I have more than one tax-free? Yes, you have several. As long as you don't invest more than the total of, well, $75,500 by the end of 2021 or $81,500 by this year. So let's say you invested $31,500 at a bank elsewhere in the past. You could add a new $50,000 somewhere else. However, the new investment advisor may not know that, so you have to tell them that I'm already at $31,000 somewhere else. You don't want to exceed the $81,500 total contribution. There's no limit on the growth or gains. You can make $1,000,000, but there is a contribution limit right now, $81,500. What if I go over? Well, it's a 1% per penalty per month. Let's say you sort of lost track or forgot. Maybe I had two different tax-free. So the point is you should only really have one. But let's say you had two and you added up and the total was $91,500. You kind of got confused and you were $10,000 over. 1% per month, $100 per month penalty, $1,200 a year if it goes idle. So imagine you were convinced that your bank to lock some of that into a tax-free into your GIC, paying you maybe 1%, $100 for the whole year. The penalty is $1,200 a year, along with inflation as well. You're dead in the water. So invest smarter and don't go over. How can I find out my limit? Well, if you're tax-free with one advisor, it's pretty easy. Simply take all the, it's 81,500, less all the deposits you've made so far, that's your room, plus any withdrawals you may have made. You can build that back up and have it again for this year. But to be certain, if you're not sure of the ins and outs, you can call CRA. And the number is 1-800-267-6999. 1-800-267-6999. You can go talk to me. You can set up online, MyCRA, and set up your account. You need to know your SIN number and have your notice of assessment ready, what you made last year, I think line 150 or line 236, so they know it's you. And CRA, very helpful, and they answer the phone. They'll help you online or with your phone request. Now, CRA will have your total for the end of 2021. Whatever that was, you know you can add at least $6,000 more right now. And any withdrawals you took out in 2021, they won't be recorded with CRA until about March. So if you're not exactly sure, well, you've got March, April, and the rest of the year to catch up and build it back up to max once again. That's what you can do. Make sure you max out your tax-free with good investments. So check your returns and your tax-free. For those returns, have they been low, 5% or less per year, 15% total return in the last 3 years? Maybe not so good. It's like exercising on the treadmill. You can stand around and talk about it, or jump on and start the walk. It's a fact. With better returns, the longer your money will last. We thank you for listening in this morning. We trust you've learned something, something you can take away that can help you enhance or improve your present or future retirement income. You can visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902 402 402-499-5879. That's 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.